This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We played this once last night. I want to play this again for you before we get back to all the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. The head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, is at the World Economic Forum. And you know how I've ranted before that the FBI makes me mad at the GOP? And I say that for this reason. The FBI is constantly, everyone knows they're a communist activist group now. They only work for Democrats. Everyone gets that now. But they constantly are giving a double middle finger to the GOP. And what it really proves is how feckless and weak the GOP is. That's what it really proves. They have no fear whatsoever of the GOP. Right now, the Republican Party has control of the House, all kinds of subcommittees on the government and things like that. And the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, still feels totally comfortable going to the World Economic Forum, one, and two, getting up there and bragging on camera about the fact that they coordinate all the time with the private sector. This is on the heels of the revelation that the FBI worked with social media to censor the enemies of the Democratic Party. Christopher Wray, does this sound like a person who's laying awake at night, quaking in his penny loafers about what the Republicans might do to him?
And I think the sophistication of the private sector is improving, and particularly important, the level of collaboration between the private sector and the government, especially the FBI, has, I think, made significant strides. Pretty much every technology we could talk about today, we see both great opportunity, but great dangers in the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. In the wrong hands, there are great dangers. In the wrong hands. Huh, that's interesting. What do you think Christopher Wray thinks about the political texts you send to friends? What do you think Christopher Wray thinks about the things you put on social media? The things you email privately to people. Do you think Christopher Wray considers you somebody potentially dangerous? Huh. That's something to think about. All right, let's move on to some Ask Dr. Jesse Friday stuff. We don't need to get too dark out here today. Jesse, it's actually a good question. CNN calls, offers you a two-hour nightly show. How much would they have to offer for you to say yes? Now, one, let's clarify one thing. I have a job, a TV job as well. I mean, you know, I do radio here every single night. I also have a TV show on The First TV every single Monday through Friday, every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch me do a 1 hour show. I come at this from a couple different ways. And actually, I found this question to be interesting because I've asked myself this a lot. And this is what I mean. One, I'm very happy where I am. I cannot believe I work for two different companies that let me say whatever I want. You know that when it comes to The First, that I have gotten their entire, they have a YouTube account for The First TV. I've gotten the entire company suspended from YouTube several times for things that I've said about vaccines and everything else. And they have still never once said, hey, will you stop? I actually asked them at one point in time, hey, I feel bad. I keep getting everybody suspended because they'll suspend the whole network. Do you want me to do something differently? And they said, no. We're just going to set up your own kind of separate YouTube thing, separate of the companies. Premiere's the same way. You hear the things I say. No one else talks like this. Premiere never does anything. So I just want to say, I'm not going anywhere. I'm blessed to be here. But I think about this question really generally. Would you go work for X? And here's the deal. I feel the need, or I should say I feel the desire, who knows, but to speak to as many people as I possibly can. Isn't that a normal desire if you're in radio or TV or whatever you're doing? Don't you want to speak to as many people as possible? Shouldn't I want the biggest audience I could possibly get regardless of the company? Now, obviously, CNN would never offer me a contract. And if they did, it would have to be so ironclad that they couldn't tell me what to say, that they'd never offer that. I would counter with something. So this is never going to happen. But it really wouldn't be about money. Not really. It would more have to be about, do I get to say whatever I want? If the answer to that question was yes, yeah, go ahead. Say whatever you want. You don't have to hold back. I think I probably would. Because you speak to as many people as you can, right? I mean, this is a mistake I think people make a lot. People will criticize an entire network when someone at that network is a piece of trash. Well, everyone sucks at Fox News. Everyone sucks at The Blaze. Everyone sucks at The First. Everyone sucks at Daily Wire. Everyone sucks at Premiere. Well, the individual hosts have different views and do different shows. Just because one guy's a weapons-grade turd doesn't mean all of them are. So if I could change CNN or maybe change the viewership of CNN, I think I probably would. But is that evil? Like, is that wrong, Chris, to accept the job at a big evil network? And are they as evil if they're trying to hire somebody like me? Again, this is why I brought it up. I don't know the answer to that question. I will tell you this. This is just you and me talking. My intention is, actually, one of the suits asked me this recently. What is your goal for the show? What do you want? Now, I'm not one of these people who I will carve out one of my kidneys and both of yours in order to get ahead. I like to win. I'm a big fan of winning. And I just told him my goal is to have the biggest radio show in America. Will that ever happen? I mean, probably not, but that's my goal. That's what I want. That's my goal. I will probably try for that as much as humanly possible. As long as I don't have to sell out, as long as no one's asking me to sell out. Right now I'm on a gravy train with biscuit wheels, as they say. I don't need anything. So I'm a happy man. Jesse, chairman of the Thin-Haired Blind Men's Club. That's not nice. The subject of this one was replacing the NFL. Which do you miss more, watching NFL games, fantasy football, or talking about games and athletes with your friends? Sometimes I feel out of the loop now that I gave up watching woke pro sports. What types of conversation have you used to replace this sports talk? Also, why rainbow hockey sticks? Well, his name's Ryan. Rainbow hockey sticks are because people thought for the longest time that the NHL would be immune to all the LGBTQ demon mob. And I tried to warn you, NHL is big, it is corporate, therefore it will fall. And now you've seen it's fallen just like NASCAR and everything else has. Which brings me to your question. I'm actually struggling with this right now. Most of the things that I've given up for communist reasons, putting my money where my morals are and things like that, I actually haven't missed. We canceled Disney Plus. I haven't missed it. The kids actually haven't missed it. We don't buy Nike clothes anymore. Nothing Nike in my house will ever be bought again. There's tons of great shoes and shirts and shorts and stuff. I don't miss Nike. I do miss watching football. I'm being honest with you. It's just you and me. I miss watching football. I'm not going to do it. I miss it. And if I'm being honest, I do miss the camaraderie that comes with it. I was talking with my buddy Luis the other day, and I guess the NFL playoffs are going on now. I don't really know that anymore because I used to know the NFL schedule like the back of my hand. Now I'm 3 years removed. Just don't watch anymore. And he actually asked me when we were talking, he said, hey, I think the fellas in the neighborhood, I think we should all get together this weekend and have a darts, throw darts. We'll have a dart tournament
during the NFL games. And then he had to say, he said, oh, I forgot you don't watch anymore. Well, I mean, you can come and just throw darts. And it got me thinking, man, I'm that guy now. Because they know, look, I don't browbeat them with it. I don't show up. You shouldn't be watching this, but I don't do it. And they, when they ask, I tell them why. I don't do it. Bunch of ungrateful, America-hating pieces of trash. I'll go do something else. I want to go throw darts. What, Chris? Yeah, I know. Look, you pay for principles. That's the bottom line. You pay for principles. If I'm being totally frank with you, when they get together this weekend, I don't know whether the games are Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. But when the fellas of the neighborhood get together this weekend to have pitchers of beer and throw darts, I'm going to be a little jealous. There. That's all there is. I'm giving it to you right between the eyes. I'm going to be a little jealous. What have I found to replace it? Now, that has been easy, actually, when you get away from the friends aspect. I find I have better family time, more time to read. That part of it's okay. It's the camaraderie that gets me the most. There's a big Monday night football game, a Sunday night football game. Hey, Jesse, your Giants are playing. Well, not my Giants anymore. Thanks. I'm good. I think I'll just stay home. That part of it I miss, and I don't have a good answer. All right. The climate change nutters. Why don't all these climate change types, why don't they talk about planting trees, which they're like the best thing for the environment? Someone wants to know. Someone wants to know about the late stage republic. How do we pull out of it? Can we pull out of it? We have all that and so much more to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But before we get to the doom and gloom ski of the late stage republic, let's always make sure we're making preparations. Preparations come in many forms. I just put today, actually, I got some of those drinking straws that filter out, I mean, basically poop water. It filters everything and can make clean water out of everything. I have a clean packet of that in my car. I always keep one in my go bag. I have one in my car. I keep weapons. I keep ammunition. I keep emergency food. Food and water are actually more important than ammunition. Did you know that? Do you have an emergency 3-month food kit? You don't have to worry if you don't know what to get. Do I get granola bars or beans? My Patriot Supply has 3-month kits ready to go, $250 off. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com and get one for everyone in your home. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Get your 3-month food kit now.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can email the show during the show. We're live here, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right. Let's have a mentality talk. We're going to talk about late stage republic. We're going to talk about banning this, banning that, illegal immigration, Christian extremism. But it occurs to me that we always need to shake ourselves. I need myself shaken awake. You need shaken awake from time to time. We got to slap ourselves back awake from now and then, right? Hey, symmetrical face oracle. Why aren't the Green New Deal nut jobs addressing the real solution to climate change / global warming? Why aren't they being proactive in pushing the positive solution, planting trees and plants? It would help the economy be very healthy and solve their issue. It seems so simple, but they never include it as a solution. Okay? Now, he says I can use his name. I'm not going to. And what I'm about to say is going to sound insulting, but it is not, because I need this wake-up call every now and then, too. We've had this talk before on the show, but let's always understand this. We always have to come back to it. Remember, communism. Communism has always needed to lie. It is always, from its very beginning, during the Russian Revolution to China to Cambodia to Spain to Venezuela, no matter South American countries all over the place, no matter where it's tried to take root or taken root, it has always been based on lying. You have to lie, because when your real goal is the destruction of everything that is a really hard sell. So you have to lie and act like that's not what you're doing. You're not trying to destroy. You're trying to build. And remember, communism has taken a different form in every country it's been enacted in. In the Soviet Union, they focused on the urban poor. They had a bunch of miserable urban poor. Those were the malcontents. So they found them and said, hey, screw these czars. Give us the communist money. We'll go get them. And that was their power base, the urban poor. The Soviets, when communism was catching on in China, they tried to do the same thing in China. They were telling the communist leaders like Mao in China, hey, focus on the urban poor. And Mao wrote back, and he had fights with the Soviet Union about this, saying, no, we don't have malcontented urban poor here. We have malcontented rural poor here. Screw the urban poor. We're going to focus on the rural farmers. Those are the ones who are miserable here. And so Mao changed it, and that's what they focused on in China, to take power there, because that's where the malcontents were. In Cambodia, it was more the uneducated types, extremely uneducated types, who felt like they were on the outs and all the college professors and well-to-do types were oppressing them. Those were the malcontents, the more working class types. So that's who Pol Pot focused on. Hey, working class, screw these rich people. You see this? Spain, it was something different. South American countries, it was something different. Cuba, it was something different. You must understand, in America, you're not dealing with Black Lives Matter or climate change or LGBTQ or feminism or any of these things. You're only dealing with communism that has once again been rebranded to sell you as if it's positive about something. It's about equity. It's about inclusion. It's about diversity. It's about love. It's about compassion. Of course, that's what they're selling all these things as, when it's all a lie. Everything is based on a lie. All these different American communist groups are not different groups. They're one group with one goal: the destruction of America, the destruction of everything you love. That is their goal. Burn America to ash. They created the different groups because it makes it easier to sell it to more malcontents. You might not be a feminist. Maybe you're not a miserable 50-year-old with 19 cats. But maybe you're a lesbian and you feel put upon. Okay, so you're not going to go for the feminism stuff. But if we tell you you're oppressed because you're gay, boom, you're in. But maybe you're not a lesbian and maybe you're not a feminist, but maybe you're Black and you realize America has a pretty ugly history with Black people, and your grandma told you all white people suck and your parents told you white people suck. And so you hear somebody saying, yeah, white people suck. We need diversity. And you think, yeah, that's what I want, diversity. You don't know that you're a communist already, but you are. Communism is simply the search for the malcontents in any society. You find these malcontents because they are the best foot soldiers to enlist in your cause, who will help you burn that society down. You want to burn it down so you can rule over the ashes. You need foot soldiers for that. Where do you find them? You go to the malcontents of any society. I talk about all that to talk about this. The climate change people aren't worried about the planet. They're not worried about CO2. They're not worried about Mother Gaia or whatever those weirdo hippies call it. The climate change people understand that their movement is the best movement of all the different branches of American communism. Theirs is the best one to destroy the economy. They want to destroy every part of America, from the church to everything else. But the economy, they want to destroy that bad, and the climate change movement is their angle to do so. They don't talk about making nuclear plants, and they don't talk about planting trees, because it's not about the climate. It's not about nature. It's about destruction. But they have to lie about that, right? They have to lie. And they have to tell you, it's a crisis. We have to do something now or everyone will die. They didn't get in their private planes because they're hypocrites. They got in their private planes because they're liars. They know the planet's just fine. Keep that in mind. And keep it in mind, by the way, when you're out there shopping, because this has simply become part of America's corporate world. Sadly, this is what America's corporate world has become. They've become servants to this despicable movement. I mean, here's the Salesforce CEO.
How many folks here in this room are in an organization, company, country that's committed to a net zero strategy already? Would you raise your hands if you're already committed to net zero? It's, you know, it's encouraging. It's not everyone in the room, but it's...
You want to shop there? Are you a customer of Salesforce? Where'd you get your bedding? Because you can get the best bedding out there with someone who shares your values. It's weird. You've never heard Mike Lindell talk about net zero, have you? You've never heard Mike Lindell talk about destroying your prosperity, have you? He's just out there selling the best products at great prices with your morals, your values. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, lowest price ever on Giza Dream Sheets right now. Go get yourself a couple sets. MyPillow.com, promo Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, they podcast the whole thing when it's done on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Don't forget on iTunes to leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am with my symmetrical face, me and Denzel and everything else, Chris. Dear Oracle, you always talk about how we're in a late stage republic. What pulls a nation out of that? Is a war required, or will it fall apart from within? I'm trying to find the silver lining here and have something to look forward to. Love your show. She says her name is Jennifer. All right, so let's clarify something I'm talking about. Late stage republic. I don't want you, when I discuss America being a late stage republic, I don't want you to get down, all right? I am making more of a emotionless observation. Now, I'm not happy about it either. And when I spend too long on it, I get bummed out. But understand that what's happened to America is the natural thing that happens to wealthy, powerful countries throughout history. You scrape it out in the beginning. You come up with some form of government. Some kind of abundance of natural resources, which we have, whatever, everything comes together for you. And soon you find yourself wealthy, uber, uber, uber wealthy. We don't even fully appreciate how wealthy we are in America. And that wealth inevitably will kill your drive and ambition, and you will get fat and lazy and bored. Just as a nation, right? As a nation, you get fat, you get lazy, you get bored, you lose the connection you had to the things that made you great to begin with. Like in America, one of the things that made us really, really great and helped the country prosper was we were founded on this individualism. No government control. You go make it. And that's such a scary, crazy thing. For most people throughout history. No. There are no guardrails. There's no safety net. There's you. Go make it or go fail. And so many would fail, but so many would make it. Now, That drive, that ambition, I'm going to throw my family in a covered wagon and we're going west into Comanche country to try to scrape out a living. That kind of spirit built a nation of toughness, of values, of ambition. And that toughness, values, ambition created this nation of wealth. Again, this is not our unique story. Many nations have gone through this. And soon we just had money pouring out of our ears, absurd amounts of money as a nation. But when you're wealthy, it's just very, very difficult to maintain that. And here's what I mean. Let's forget about one person because we're talking about a nation here. If I have 10 people, let's say it's you, me, Chris, 10 people, we all gather in a room. And wherever you are in life right now, maybe you're flat, broken, busted. Maybe you just lost your job. Maybe you're middle class. Maybe you're doing well. Maybe you're killing it. Maybe you're making a couple million a year listening to the sound of my voice. Whatever you're doing, good for you. You'll get through it. Highs and lows, you get through it. Life's about peaks and valleys. But we gather all 10 of you in the room, and I give everybody, including myself, $10 billion. Everyone gets $10 billion with a B. $10 billion. Here's $10 billion for you, and $10 billion for you, and $10 billion for you. And the only stipulation with the $10 billion was we would all return 10 years later, and we would assess where we started, where we were at the beginning of our $10 billion, and how we ended up after 10 years with our $10 billion. You know that human nature being what it is, the majority, probably the comfortable majority of us, would be worse off, if not financially, than just human being-wise, after 10 years with $10 billion. You know that? You don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that because I kind of like $10 billion. I go get on my yacht with my friends and I go take a World War II tour of the Pacific. Chris would probably still have all $10 billion because he would invest it all or buy diamonds or something like that. But you get what I mean. Human nature doesn't do well with all kinds of money. When you have $10 billion, you know what you don't need to do? You don't need to stress about your job. You don't feel like going into work today? Or are you sitting in a cubicle right now listening to the sound of my voice? Well, I got $10 billion. You know what? I'm going to stay home. You know what, honey? I'm quitting. I'm done. I'm done with that. Honey, let's go on vacation. Hey, should we have a bottle of wine tonight? Honey, we're with $10 billion. We're worth $10 billion. Let's have 5 bottles of wine and sleep in. Should we take a regular plane? No, honey. We take only private jets and yachts now. Well, what's going to happen is, slowly but surely, not that I'm against private jets or yachts, please, I'll ride on yours all day long, but slowly but surely, as a nation, you get separated from what's really important. You get separated from real people and how real people live. And 10 years later, after that $10 billion, you'd come back and shoot, maybe you'd still even have a lot of it, but your marriage is a mess. You haven't talked to your kids in years. Your best friend from high school, you guys got estranged. You actually don't talk to your sister anymore. You guys went into business together. That went out. That's what happens as a nation. As a nation, you get so rich, you lose touch with what made you you. And so you find yourself where we are, a late stage republic led by every one of our cultural institutions now led by people who don't actually care about the country at all. They're all just there to loot the treasury on the way out the door. Now that's where we are. What pulls a nation out of it? Well, here's the bad news. Something awful. Your choices are probably something awful or nothing pulls us out of it. What pulls us out of it? Well, the chances are you don't get pulled out of being a late-stage republic. Or what can do it? War. And do keep in mind that when we talk about war, like World War III, World War II was several times worse body count-wise than World War I. World War III will be very, very worse, much worse than World War II because of the killing power and the range of weapons today. What will it take to pull us out of being a late-stage republic? 10, 20 million Americans dead. 30 or 40, maybe. Maybe 100. Sounds awful, right? But that's, it's hard to turn things around when you're a late-stage republic. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. Criminal, illegal aliens, Christian extremism, gasoline, and why do I call them communists? All that's still to come. Now, to prep yourself for the battles we have to come, part of prepping yourself for that is prepping your own health. It is now, and it always will be, your own health. Not just taking care of aches and pains, making sure your T levels are where they should be. Making sure your vitamins and minerals are where they should be. Are you on your male vitality stack yet from Chalk? Natural herbal supplements. Ladies, you want a female vitality stack. The boys at Chalk are the most hardcore anti-communists I've ever worked with. Remember, they were getting themselves kicked off of social media accounts for their vaccine stance. That's how they found me. These are our people. Natural herbal supplements. You take it 3 months. Tell me how you feel. Go to Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Get you 35% off a subscription. Chalk.com, promo Jesse.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's check in again with the old World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab.
The Global Collaboration Village is global. A pioneering effort to use the metaverse for the public good.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to listen to that. It's Friday, baby. We don't need Klaus Schwab. We need the Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Hello, Jesse. A couple years ago, we heard from the media that the cartels were charging up to 10 grand a head for coyote services. We also heard girls would be raped and trafficked. We hear nothing of this anymore. My question is, do you think we will hear in a couple years or in the near future that the Biden administration has been paying cartels for the illegal aliens' admission in the United States of America? No, we haven't been paying them for it because we don't have to. All we had to do was let them know the border was open. We're not going to kick you out. We won't deport you. Come on in. And now, yes, I mean, people have a hard time accepting that the largest human trafficking network in the world takes place on America's southern border. America talks about how we ended slavery here. I think it just moves south because these people coming into this country are slaves. It's really, really awful. Dear all-knowing author, yes, the gas ban stove by the communists is definitely real. 5 days ago in Colorado, they announced debates to start on banning all gas appliances on new construction. The locusts start invading 5 years ago. Now our state leads the country in car thefts, fentanyl deaths, with homelessness rising exponentially. The communists will destroy what used to be known as colorful Colorado. Love your show. You make me laugh while helping with reality. His name is Spencer. This is what they do. The communist does this all the time. And I watched the right fall for it over and over again. The communists will float something out there. We're going to ban gas stoves. And the right will understandably freak out. What? You can't have my gas stoves from my cold, dead hands. And then the communists will do this. Oh, gosh. These right-wing conspiracy nuts. No one's coming for your gas stove. In the meantime, New York, California, Colorado, all the blue areas are lining up to ban your gas stove. Of course, they were always going to ban your gas stove. They were trying to gauge just how much pushback they get. They figured out, hey, we better stick to the blue states for this. But of course, they were always banning it. Of course they were. Jesse, it looks like the long-asked question, is Christianity true, has shifted in our culture to, is Christianity good? It's regularly labeled homophobic and intolerant, and phrases like Christian nationalism and Christian extremism are used regularly in the media to vilify Christians. Do you see this hostility getting a lot worse in the future? See, he said, P.S., you might not want to ask Chris's opinion about this, considering what his people did to Jesus. Yeah, we won't ask you, Chris. All right, one, Christianity is homophobic. And it is intolerant. And it should be. It's a religion. It's a religion. There are rules when it comes to religion with how you are supposed to live your life and how you are not supposed to live your life. We're not homophobic. What are you talking about? Yes, you are. It says right there in the Bible. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Yes, you are. By society's standards, you are. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying, yes, you are. Intolerant. It's also intolerant. Yes, it should be very intolerant. The tolerance of America's Christianity is the reason why we have men with penises dressing up like women while kids put dollar bills in their thongs. A Christian nation should never have gotten to where we are now. It got to where we are now because Christians believe they're supposed to turn the other cheek all the time, instead of smashing these demons where they stand. Is this going to get worse, is your question? Well, the first thing Stalin did was start burying the pastors alive, crucifying them. One guy, I remember I read this story, one pastor, when they found him, they actually carved a smile into his cheekbones with a knife from cheek to cheek, and then marched him through town like that before they buried him alive. In Spain, you know, you've heard what they've done to the priests. I won't even go into what they've done to the nuns. Communism is not a political ideology. It is a religion. It is a demonic religion of evil. And it stands polar opposite of Christianity. Is it going to get worse? Oh my gosh, it's going to get so much worse. And one day in the United States of America, we will go from being a Christian nation to being a nation where Christians will hide in their basements to have Bible study. And in that moment, when you're a Christian and you're in that basement 50 years from now, whatever you want to call it, hiding your faith, because here in the U.S. of gay, you're now considered an enemy of the state. When you're in that moment, I want you to understand a couple things as a Christian in that moment. One, that's how most Christians have lived throughout time. You just were blessed enough to live in America. And two, you only have your tolerance to blame for it. And every pastor listening to the sound of my voice, guess what? Every sermon you've had to get up there and give, we don't get political, guys. Hey, we're not Republicans or Democrats here. We just are cheek turners. Just know it's your fault. Your congregation as a Christian, Catholic church, frankly, Orthodox, Jews, Muslims, you should look at them as an army to fight for your culture. That you feel like you shouldn't, or that would be intolerant or homophobic, is exactly the reason there are pride flags flying at our embassies and not Christian ones. Because you were turning the other cheek. Well, they were busy out there being activists and winning and fighting. That's the reality. Does it get worse from here? Oh my gosh, it gets so much worse from here. That's why everyone with a brain opposed that Defense of Marriage Act. And of course, you had a bunch of losers on the right. Well, I'm just accepting of everyone. I like it. Because they act like they don't see what's really happening. What's really happening is war. War on the Christian church. That's what's happening. All right. Going forward, medicines and medicine availability are what are we looking at here? We're talking about the show. We're talking about what's sustainable versus unsustainable. Is the national debt, do we make too big of a deal of it? All that's coming on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.